All was uncovered to his seal-less eye. A secret nature stripped of her defence, once in a dreaded half-light formidable, overtaken in her mighty privacy, lay bare to the burning splendour of his will. In shadowy chambers, lit by a strange sun, and opening hardly to hid mystic keys, her perilous arcanes and hooded powers confessed the advent of a mastering mind and bore the compulsion of a time-born gaze. Incalculable in their wizard modes, immediate and invincible in the act, her secret strengths, native to greater worlds, lifted above our needy, limited scope, the occult privilege of demigods, and the sure power pattern of her cryptic signs, her diagrams of geometric force, her potencies of marvel-fraught design, courted employment by an earth-nursed might. A conscious nature's quick machinery, armed with a latent splendour of miracle, the prophet passion of a seeing mind, and the lightning bareness of a free soul force. All once impossible deemed could now become a natural limb of possibility, a new domain of normalcy supreme. An almighty occultist erects in space this seeming outward world which tricks the sense. He weaves his hidden threads of consciousness. He builds bodies for his shapeless energy. Out of the unformed and vacant vast, he has made his sorcery of solid images, his magic of formative number and design, the fixed, irrational links none can annul, this criss-cross tangle of invisible laws. His infallible rules, his covered processes, achieve unerringly an inexplicable creation where our error carves dead frames of knowledge for a living ignorance. In her mysteries moods, divorced from the Maker's laws, she too as sovereignly creates her field, her will shaping the undetermined vasts, making a finite of infinity. She too can make an order of her caprice, as if her rash superb wagered to outvie the veiled creator's cosmic secrecies. The rapid footsteps of her fantasy, amid whose falls wonders like flowers rise, are surer than reason, defter than device, and swifter than imagination's wings. All she new fashions by the thought and word compels all substance by her wand of mind. Mind is a mediator divinity. Its powers can undo all nature's work. Mind can suspend or change earth's concrete law. Affranchised from earth habit's drowsy seal, the leaden grip of matter it can break. Indifferent to the angry stare of death, it can immortalize a moment's work. A simple fiat of its thinking force, the casual pressure of its slight ascent can liberate the energy dumb and pent within its chambers of mysterious trance. It makes the body sleep a puissant arm, holds still the breath, the beatings of the heart, while the unseen is found, the impossible done. Communicates without means the unspoken thought. It moves events by its bare silent will, acts at a distance without hands or feet. This giant ignorance, this dwarfish life, it can illumine with a prophet's sight. Invoke the Bacchic rapture, the fury's goad. In our body arouse the demon or the god. Call in the omniscient and omnipotent, awake a forgotten almightiness within. In its own plane, a shining emperor, even in this rigid realm, mind can be king. The logic of its demigod idea in the leap of a transitional moment brings surprises of creation never achieved even by matter's strange unconscious skill. All's miracle here, and can by miracle change. This is that secret nature's edge of might. On the margin of great immaterial plains, in kingdoms of an untrammeled glory of force, where mind is master of the life and form, and soul fulfills its thoughts by its own power, she meditates upon mighty words and looks on the unseen links that join the parted spheres. Thence, to the initiate who observes her laws, she brings the light of her mysterious realms. Here where he stands, his feet on a prostrate world, his mind no more cast into matter's mold, over there bounds in spurts of splendid strength, she carries their magician processes and the formulas of their stupendous speech, till heaven and hell become purveyors to earth and the universe the slave of mortal will. A mediatrix with veiled and nameless gods, whose alien will touches our human life, imitating the world magician's ways, she invents for her self-bound free will its grooves, and feigns for magic's freaks a binding cause. All worlds she makes the partners of her deeds, accomplices of her mighty violence, her daring leaps into the impossible. From every source she has taken her cunning means. She draws from the free love marriage of the plains elements for her creation's tour de force. A wonder weft of knowledge incalculable, a compendium of divine invention's feats she has combined to make the unreal true, or liberate suppressed reality. In her unhedged Circean wonderland, pell-mell she shepherds her occult mightinesses. Her mnemonics of the craft of the infinite, jets of the screened subliminal's caprice, tags of the grammary of inconscience, freedom of a sovereign truth without a law, thoughts that were born in the immortal's world, oracles that break out from behind the shrine, warnings from the demonic inner voice, and peeps and lightning leaps of prophecy and intimations to the inner ear, abrupt interventions stark and absolute, and the superconscience unaccountable acts have woven her balanced web of miracles and the weird technique of her tremendous art. This bizarre kingdom passed into his charge. As one resisting more, the more she loves, her great possessions and her power and law she gave, compelled with a reluctant joy. Herself she gave for rapture and for use. Absolved from aberrations in deep ways, the ends she recovered for which she was made. She turned against the evil she had helped, her engined wrath, her invisible means to slay. Her dangerous moods and arbitrary force she surrendered to the service of the soul and the control of a spiritual will. A greater despot tamed her despotism. Assailed, surprised in the fortress of herself, conquered by her own unexpected king, fulfilled and ransomed by her servitude, she yielded in a vanquished ecstasy. Her sealed hermetic wisdom forced from her fragments of the mystery of omnipotence.